Episode 1915, Positioned for a Miracle.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Let's get your happy, healthy heart pounding because it is Wellness Wednesday. Oh, yes. I don't know what's going on in your week right now. Maybe you're tired of the kids being home. Maybe you're frustrated with your spouse. Take a deep breath. This is about you being positioned for a miracle. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. When it comes to health and wellness, it's the gut-wrenching reality checks that wake you up. However, no matter what situation you're in, you are positioned for a miracle. You know, life can drag and drown your everyday, sometimes to the point that you forget how important everyday activities are, all those little things that add up to the bigger picture called life. And at times, you experience a little shift of routine, and it throws fast, paced curveballs in all directions. You don't know if they're coming or if they're going or what you're even doing. Then all you find yourself doing is surviving instead of thriving. You may even have pulled out a back muscle for all you know. Plus, the spotlight of what you couldn't accomplish is now suffocating what needs to have breath. Have you ever experienced a reality check which required you to make a change, one not so easy, yet oh so simple? Yeah, it's those simple answers that stump us the most. Why can't it be just super easy? Sometimes we get so entangled with the old that we struggle constantly with the new. We can't seem to catch a break or get the results that we're longing for. I would love to tell you the magic formula for getting your mind and body to cooperate, but as you know, it's not that easy. Because if it was, all of us would be exactly where we needed to be health-wise. But that's not how the real world works. Now, I'm not one who likes to get all doom and gloom on you, yet a taste of reality does the mind, body, and spirit good. So today, I want you to position yourself for success. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple Strategy. Position yourself for success. Now, this is going to look a little different than what you're used to. But new is good and it keeps you on your toes, right? So I'm going to keep you guessing. However, unfortunately, living a healthy lifestyle can be rough and tough. Whether it's physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, relationally, financially, it really can tug on your habits and your heart. You want one thing, but your habits do another. And then you introduce the mind game. Hold on, because the ride of a lifetime is about to take off. Buckle up. Now, too much of our days are spent focusing on what could have, should have, and would have happened if we made different decisions. We beat ourselves up over the past, hoping that what we do in the present will lead us to a better future. Now, if that's not confusing, whew, I don't know. It really is. And doesn't it sound like fun and games? I mean, come on, easy peasy, but not so fast. The problem is that we see our worth in our future self. Did you hear that? We see our worth. You see your worth in your future self. Who needs the present self if we don't like it or approve of it? And our past, well, that could go either way. Our focus always seems to be on our future self. We can't do anything until fill in the blank. I can't go and start my business, fill in the blank. I can't go and volunteer my community. Why? Fill in the blank. If you were honest with yourself, it's because right now where you see yourself in the mirror, look at your reflection. That present self, yeah, you're not real happy with that present self. You really want to be in your future self. And until you get there, you make all these excuses up to stay right where you are. So ultimately, what we are struggling with is accepting the fact that we are loved regardless of how we perceive ourselves. That reflection. Now, let's get to the point, because I'm sure you're like, come on, Christiane, you said this is going to be a little different. I did. I want you to know that you are loved just the same and not more than who you are trying to become. How does that hit your heart today? You are loved just the same and not more than who you are trying to become. God loves you just the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. His love for you is not dependent on who you are becoming. You don't have to be 30 pounds lighter to be loved. You don't have to eat paleo perfect every day to be loved. You don't have to live on the keto diet to be loved. You don't have to be a certain size to be loved. You don't have to dress in a certain color or in a certain style to be loved. You are loved right now, yesterday, and tomorrow. So why do you keep beating yourself up when you are positioned for a miracle? With this being Holy Week, it's a good reminder as to how worthy and valued you are. You can't buy God's love. Now, you might think you can buy your spouse's love, but that's for another episode. We'll come back to that one, because I know there you might be chuckling a little bit, but then deep down you're going, oh, Christiane, if you only knew. Yeah, I know. But we can't talk about that, because that's going to get us off on another tangent. This conversation today is a conversation between you, your mind, your body, your spirit, and God. If you know how valuable you are, you should want and you should desire to love yourself even more. And that love constitutes taking care of yourself, no questions asked. So if that's the case, then how do you position yourself for success? Here's the ride. Hold on tight. Number one, forgiveness. You have to forgive yourself for what you couldn't do. It's as simple as that. Because if you do not, you will always be battling the ghosts of failures. They're going to haunt you. And you're not going to ever be able to get to where God wants you to go, because you yourself are holding you back. You have to forgive yourself for what you couldn't do. And maybe even for what you don't think you can do, if you're looking towards that future self. Because if so many failures in the past, you're like, Christiane, there's no way I'm going to make it past 3 weeks of doing whatever I need to do to lose my weight, whatever I need to do to gain my weight. Some of you are like, I don't need to lose it. I need to gain it. Forgiveness. Don't keep battling with the ghost of failures. Number two, love. You have to love yourself right where you are. Now, that doesn't mean you don't want to make some changes and see a transformation of some form or fashion. But without love, you're going to feel empty inside. You won't get past too many weeks in transition. You'll give up. See yourself as God sees you. Put on that set of lenses. That's what you need to be looking at. Forgiveness. Love. And finally, number three, hope. Your hope needs to be in what God can do, not what you can do. You aren't going to become the person you want to be all on your own. There are going to be many, many valleys you'll have to go through and multiples of mountains to climb. In order to sustain your everyday, your hope must be in what God can do in you and through you. Forgiveness, love, hope. You know, this story of well-being all happened in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth. Today, I want to challenge you to look honestly at where you are in your health and wellness. Are you happy where you are? I mean, seriously, be honest with yourself. It's hard sometimes, I know, but you got time. I'm sure you have time. I know I have time. And if you don't have time, guess what I'm going to tell you? Yeah, you already know it. Make time, because you are worthy. So are you happy where you are? Or could you treat your body better so it could do all what God designed you to do? I don't know that I'm one who sits and thinks about death a lot, but unfortunately, in the times that we're in right now, it seems like that's a big conversation that's happening. But I don't want you to look at it from the doom and gloom side. I want you to look at it from a celebration point. When your time here on earth is done and God calls you home and you stand there before Him, do you want to know that you did everything that God wanted you to do here on earth? Or would you rather carry the guilt and shame of what actually held you back because of what you didn't do? This is a hard, hard thing to look at. It's not easy. But life was never meant to be easy nor fair. And so during this season of pause and reset, know that God, who created you in His image, has positioned you for a miracle. You don't have to know everything to get to where you're going, because guess what? God's going to carry you. God's going to lead you. He's going to open and close doors. Yeah, including the refrigerator doors. Yeah. Maybe even the pantry doors. Maybe you're a little bit extra tempted with the processed food lately because we've got too big of a pause and reset happening. And when we figure we don't have anything else to do, what are we doing? We're eating. We're stuffing our mouths. What if you were to stop stuffing yourself and every single time you went to the refrigerator, or every single time you walked by your set of stairs or walked by the front door, you asked yourself, am I moving the way God wants me to move? Am I eating the way God wants me to eat? Am I serving my heart the way God wants to serve my heart? Talk about gut-wrenching. It will stop you in your tracks. Have you ever been on that roller coaster where you're up there and all of a sudden, and yeah, this actually did happen. All of a sudden, you're at the point where you're coming down and you come around and you're in a loop or a circle. And all of a sudden, the roller coaster comes to a screeching halt. And you're dangling there. Just dangling there. Thank goodness for a harness. And you're like, I didn't like this before, and now I really don't like it. You see, the decisions that we make on our own causes us to dangle in midair. It causes the roller coaster of life to stop unexpectedly all the time. But when you have God at the helm, I'm not saying it's smooth sailing, but He's going to keep your ride going. And He's going to be able to be with you through every twist and turn that comes your way. And if there is a crazy stop, He's going to be there to catch you too. He won't let you fail, nor will He let you fall. He will always be there to pick you up. Know that God, who created you in His image, has positioned you for a miracle. You are loved. Now today, as you move forward, I do want you to look yourself in the mirror. And I want you to be frank with yourself. And I want you to sit there or stand there either way. And I want you to be honest and say, I don't like, or I do like, you fill it in, whatever you need to use in regarding your health and wellness. And then have a conversation. And I want to challenge you to have the conversation out loud. Now, if your children are around or your spouse walks in, they may think you're crazy. My children and my family, oh, they're so used to it. They're like, oh yeah, mom's just talking to herself. It's normal. She's having a conversation with God. Who knows? And usually when that's happening, they just tiptoe out. They don't disturb me until I'm done because they know it's something of value. You are worthy. But God needs you to participate in His dream for you. He has already positioned you for a miracle, but are you ready to buy into it? Are you ready to say, I'm with you, God, high five. We got this. And yeah, when I fall down, you're going to pick me back up. And I'm not going to give up. And I'm still going to put one foot in front of the other. I'm not going to give up because you haven't given up on me. You loved me yesterday. You love me today, and you'll love me tomorrow. Be real in this season of pause and reset. Be authentic to you as you look at yourself in the mirror. Allow God to open up a part in you to see how beautiful you are. The extraordinary talents and the gifts that you have. But you have to be willing to put on that set of lenses. Because God's already said, I positioned you for a miracle. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.